Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord and cordially invite you to enjoy with us the study of the life of Abraham and the path of faith that he walked with God. We continue the reading in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, where we have commenced. We continue in chapter 12, beginning, if we may, at verse 4 and read through verse 6, where we have the response of Abraham to the call of God to leave his home and kindred and so on, and to go to the land which he would show him. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and unto or into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land, unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. As we have already noted and repeat, God called Abraham out of the country and civilization of great idolatry in days following the flood. Abraham lived in an idolatrous city by the name of Ur in the Chaldees, but the God of glory appeared unto him. We saw in our preceding study the covenant which God gave to Abraham upon making the call in verses 1 through 3. It was a call of separation, and may I point out, as it is necessary today in our lesson, that call of separation was from his relatives, from his father's house, as well as the country and the land where he dwelt. But God gave him specific promises: the promise of a land, the promise of a great nation, the promise of a great name, and the promise of being the instrument of worldwide blessing. As we come to verses 4 through 6 in our meditation of today, we find the compromise which Abraham made when he did respond to the call of God. We must very carefully weigh this consideration. How many of us do not immediately separate ourselves from all that is around us, which is contrary to the mind of God and the will of God, but are guilty of compromising? And we have in our lesson the compromising condition that Abraham entered into, as we read, notice in verse 4, Lot went with him. And again in verse 5, he took Sarah his wife, of course, and Lot his brother's son, and also the souls that they had gotten in Haran. The reading of the preceding chapter, the 11th chapter in the closing verses, indicates some of the compromising situation that Abraham placed himself in. We would like to read in chapter 11 these words. We have in verse 29, the Spirit of God writing to say that Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren. She had no child. And Terah, now this is the father of Abraham, Terah, his father, took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. May we pause to reflect that the Spirit of God indicates from the record of the closing verses in chapter 11 that there was a delay before Abraham reached the land of promise, or the land of Canaan. That delay was undoubtedly caused by the fact that some of his relatives, his father, together with Lot, went along with him. Now let me repeat, for this is often overlooked, verse 1 of chapter 12, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, get thee away from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. My beloved, it was a call of total separation. May I speak very faithfully to the hearts of my beloved fellow believers? When God calls you and me to himself, through the gospel and through and to the Lord Jesus Christ, all do we realize he wants us to go all the way with him in separation from that which we know he could not tolerate or condone in a path of faith. Abraham was without question of doubt delayed in reaching the land, and they came as far as Haran. And if you note at the end of verse 31 in chapter 11, they dwelt there. He did not reach the place where God had called him to. Now this is what we shall learn again and again in the life of Abraham's walk, the path of faith which he trod. There were ups and downs within it. There were shortcomings and failures. But nevertheless, there was a constant progression that even after he may have failed, the God of glory was faithful to him. And my fellow believer, may I give a word of encouragement to your heart as well as to mine own, that upon the path of faith which the believer treads through this scene, God has called us to glory above, and we're on the way to that heavenly home, we know. But how frequently we must confess there are delays when we make no spiritual progress in the path of faith. And like our father Abram, we learn the lessons where thus God has to deal with us. But note the closing verse in chapter 11, where we have the definite dealing of God with Abram that made the call more imperative, as well as God removed what was one of the reasons for the delay. In verse 32, we read that the days of Terah, this was the father of Abraham who had gone along with him, were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. We must confess, and we do confess, that God often has to deal with us in discipline to thus move us along the way of on the path of faith for his glory and for our blessing. And it is a solemn thing to realize that this was unquestionably one of the disciplinary experiences, and it must have been a sad one, that thus Abraham suffered the death of his father. But then, immediately following the death of his father, Abraham, together with Lot, went on the journey. Now in our reading of today, we have the evidence of further compromise. And those of you who have read the story of Abraham and Lot, as we find them in company together for a number of chapters in this story, will realize that again and again, Lot became a hindrance to the life of Abraham, until there came a total separation from Lot, as it is recorded in a later chapter, when Abraham made Lot take his choice as to what direction he would go, and he would go in the other. Here we have what can be called the compromise of a believer upon the path of faith. I would only like to raise the question and the challenge, and surely it is a challenge to us all. Are we treading the path of faith, wholly yielded to the Lord and separated unto him? Or are we compromising on the path of faith? There are many conditions in this world. There could be many conditions in business, conditions at home, conditions in society at large, conditions even in the church for that matter, where we may compromise our faithful walking with God. May God teach us the lesson, as we see it in Abraham here, the compromise which he made. And let us realize these words particularly, that were the cause of much disaster and trouble and concern to Abraham along the path. Lot went with him. Just one brief word regarding Lot, and we'll have much more to say later on. But Lot was a child of God. We know that from the New Testament, where the Spirit of God calls him righteous Lot. And thus we realize, though he was a child of God, he was one of the most illuminating types of a worldly Christian and of a worldly child of God. For Lot never had the spiritual desire, nor the spiritual insight, and the spiritual experiences that his uncle Abraham did. But he went with him. And it wasn't until Lot separated from Abraham that Abraham got into greater blessings under God. It is even possible in your life and my life as a Christian that we can be hindered in our path of faith by even Christians who would drag us along or would seek to drag along with us and perhaps go along on the spiritual coattails of other believers rather than walk diligently the path of faith for themselves in fellowship with God. These are lessons for which the Word of God in the New Testament declares were written for our learning, even today, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. God made Abraham in this chapter, in the opening verses, a covenant and a great one. And now we find in verses 4 through 6, there was a compromising situation which was a hindrance. May God help us to realize no compromise should be the language of a believer. Father, bless thy word, we ask in the Savior's worthy name, for his glory, amen.